99.1 PLR. I'm with an old friend of mine by the name of Ronnie Platt, one of the new kids in Kansas. You've only been with him for over 10 years, you know, but...
Ronnie, Mike, how the heck are you? Yeah, I'm working on 10 years. Oh, my God.
When
do I get a gold watch?
Yeah, soon, and you should, because you're awesome. And it's funny, because I was just talking to you about the last time I interviewed you, which is kind of ironic, was exactly 2 years ago on this date, October 5th of 2021.
Wow, time flies.
It does, but maybe it's not. Is today October 5th? I don't even know. Yes, it is.
The 4th, right?
Is it? I have no idea. But anyhow, it was 2 years ago, and that's when you guys were doing the Point of No Return tour, and it was at College Street Music Hall. It was an incredible show.
It's really something, because when we started with Left Overture, I'm getting a pretty heavy echo there, Mike.
How's that? That
I'm
better?
I'm hearing myself as loud as you.
Is that better?
Oh, my God, that's much better.
There you go.
I don't want to hear myself.
I get it.
But it was so strange, when I initially talked to Phil about the 40th anniversary of Left Overture, how we were going to do the entire album and how we were going to try it in, 12 to 15 markets, 12 to 15 shows. And Left Overture ended up being over 80 anniversary shows. And then we started Point of No Return anniversary, and that long surpassed Left Overture. I mean, it was well over 100 shows of the 40th anniversary of Point of No Return, so we must be doing something right.
Absolutely. And going back to the very beginning, I feel as though Kansas was our answer to the British prog rock scene that was happening at that time in the early 70s. I mean, you had some great bands from the 70s, from King Crimson to even early Pink Floyd. And then we came back out a little bit later with bands like Styx and, of course, Kansas leading the way. I really consider you guys really more of that, the original prog rock sound. It was so full and orchestrated, and especially with the incredible violin work of the late, great Robbie Reinhardt. I'm telling you. You guys still going strong. So there's something about that music that is just timeless.
It really is. And just in the time that I've been in the band, I've seen our audience get younger. No, it's not because we're getting older. I've seen more and more of the original fans bring their kids and, dare I might say, their grandkids.
You know what, Ronnie? That and don't dare to say that, because that's awesome. That's the best part of like going to concerts, is to see that kind of mixed audience, because I just think it keeps
Mike,
it going.
It really is amazing. And we just did a show a couple of weeks back, and there was this teenage kid in the front row, and he was mouthing every single lyric I was singing, even to the deep cuts. And I'm like, this kid was brought up right.
And these songs came out, and the songs came out
of America.
The songs came out before he was born.
Oh, long, but probably, well, I don't know if it, before his parents were born. But I would say he was probably in the 14 to 15-year-old age.
You see, and that carries it on. And that's good parenting, as far as I'm concerned.
It is. You know what we call that in the band?
What do you
job
call
it? Security.
Yeah, you know what? In my business, because I've been working for a rock station for 50 years, same thing, man. That's what I love. The kids that are listening to them, bless you. Bless you for listening to Kansas and all those great stuff from the 70s and 80s, because it keeps us alive, keeps us going.
And it's the truth.
It looks like I'm checking out the tour schedule. It looks like you're starting October 12th up at Worcester,
yes.
Worcester, Mass. And the reason why I mentioned it
for
that,
you to say.
You probably call it Worcester.
Yeah, we're going to get some coffee, okay? Get some coffee.
The reason why I mentioned that, where we are in Connecticut, Worcester is about an hour and 15 minutes away. So if you want to see the first night of the tour, very easily done. And what I'm happy about is that the last night of the tour is going to be right here in New Haven, Connecticut at College Street Music Hall.
Yeah, May 18th. And, I'm looking at the date and I'm like, It's so funny from my perspective, you know, being a musician long before I was ever in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just, it was so strange. My entire life, I've had like 12 to 18 months of my life has always been booked. You know, I always knew where I was going to be the next year, year and a half.
Well, with the
and
band
so
shooting
stuff,
the band before Kansas shooting stuff, you were with those guys for what, 10 years?
Four years.
Four years, okay.
In Shooting Star. Working on my 10th year now in Kansas.
That's it, with
Kansas.
Can't
believe it.
Yeah.
Just crazy. But, you know, I look at dates now and I'm like, oh my gosh, May 18th, that's such a long way off. And it comes up and it just slaps you in the face. That's how fast time goes.
Ronnie, it was just 2 years ago that we talked, and that seems like yesterday.
It sure does.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got your phone number, and now that we got plans, and it's going to be a Saturday night. I'm not sure where you're going to be the night before. But if you come into New Haven early, I want to take you out. I want to take you to one of my favorite steakhouses, which is right next to the theater, College Street Music Hall Theater. I tell you, it's a great place. Maybe you, maybe Phil, but that's it. I'm not that rich.
you know, I'm looking at it, and I probably shouldn't tell you this. This is recorded, right?
Yeah.
I am very close to Connecticut the night before.
Yes, you're in Providence, Rhode Island, May 17th.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So you know.
Yes,
the 17th, I'm in Providence. Yeah.
Ronnie, I know everything.
She came from Providence. Yeah.
Great town, man, I tell you. That's a great, I love to know. I've been living, well, you're a Chicago guy. I mean, you're a Midwestern guy. And I'm an East Coast, typical East Coast kind of guy, you know. I like to visit other areas of the country, but my home is always here in the East Coast, you know. Just like with you in Chicago, which is awesome. And actually, most of the band are from Midwest, too.
Well, the original six were, you know, from Topeka. Steve Walsh was from St. Joe.
Yeah. And you took took over vocals.
Really neighbors.
After Steve, there was one guy that was auditioned after Steve Walsh, but for some reason couldn't do it, and I don't know why. I was reading something, and you were the next vocalist after Steve.
Steve was the original. Then we had John Elefante for a couple albums.
Oh, what? That long? Okay.
That was early 80s when John was in the band, you know, and he's on Vinyl Confessions you know, he did Play the Game and Fight Fire with Fire.
Right.
And you know, that's the tour that we're doing now, you know, the 50th anniversary tours, you know, we're trying to hit music from every
decade,
album in every era of Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really neat because, and it really is a timeline for me. Cause you talk about being, you know, prog rockers and back in the 70s, you know, I was a huge prog rocker. And I liked the English band, big Yes fan, big Genesis fan, but there really was not that prog variety, you know, in the homeland here in the States, you know, Kansas was it.
Yeah. You really led the way.
I never did. And you know, I'm from Chicago. I mean, oh my God, JY from Styx is, he lives around the corner from my mother, but I never looked at Styx as a prog rock band.
I would think more of a pop.
Yeah,
prog
more,
rock band.
More pop.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not knocking them. I think they're a great, great band. But yeah, but
oh,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you guys were definitely, you guys were deep. You guys were definitely, you know, deep on in the FM radio days, you know, back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, that was some good stuff that we would play. And the long stuff, too, you know, just like what kills me is I always loved the album Close to the Edge from Yes. Because it was an album that had three songs on it. That was it.
that was a good bathroom break.
Bathroom and lunch, and I'll stop and get a coffee. and then get back to the studio, and the song's still playing.
Right.
miss those days.
I love John. John is a very, he sings very, with a very magical voice, John Anderson. I've met him many times.
God bless him. God bless him. And they got a new guy singing for Yes now, too, John Davidson, who's not bad. He's good. I saw him. He was here a couple of weeks
ago. John's great.
Yeah,
John is great.
It's good. But the fact remains, you know, hey, listen, we don't all live forever. you know, and you know, losing artists just recently, this happens, you know. We have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And the thing about music and music with Kansas, the fact that we can keep doing it and keep, you know, moving on. And you got Phil Earhart's been with you since day one. And how's he doing, by the way?
Phil's doing great. Rich is doing great. You know, Phil injured his arm about a year and a half ago. Right, about a year and a half, maybe a little less than that. And, you know, I mean, none of us are really spring chickens, but he's had to slowly nurse it back to health. But he's still slamming away. And, you know, Rich and Phil have been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, boy, the kudos really go to them. But, you know, Kansas is a very unique thing. It's not about the players. You know, it's not like, you know, oh gosh, Eric texted me the other day and Aerosmith just like wiped their tour schedule clean, right? Because of Steve's problems.
Yeah, his vocals.
You know, when you identify so much with a player in the band, like when you think of Aerosmith, how do you not think of Steven Tyler and Joe Perry?
Exactly.
Whereas Kansas, when you think of Kansas, you think of the music.
Very true. Very, very good point with that. And the music obviously stands up for itself because you guys are still out there knocking them dead. You got a huge tour coming up here, and we're going to see you May 18th of next year at College Street Music Hall, which is this incredible venue. You played there before. Such one of my favorite venues. And that's good that you keep it going, but that's a good point that you made because what happens to Aerosmith if, God forbid, something happens? I mean, it's done. The same thing with Fleetwood Mac. Christine McVie, unfortunately, she left. What are you going to do? You know, there are some bands that do continue on. A perfect example of that is The Who. You know, I'm not knocking them, but, you know, Keith Moon died. You get Kenny Jones, you go out and tour. And then unfortunately, you had Thunderfingers pass away.
John Entwistle.
And then they keep going. You know, and then you get bands like Zeppelin. Bonham's gone, and that's it for those guys. But I guess it's all different. But you're right about, and a good point made there about the music of Kansas. As I said, with I don't know how many albums you guys have got out, and I think you got a box set coming out, too.
16, I believe.
Yeah, and isn't there something coming out with the Fork in the Road tour?
The Fork in the Road is out, and that is just the anthology of Kansas, you know, totally throughout the years. And boy, kudos to the guys from Inside Out for picking the songs out for that, because I could not do that job.
You know, this, and I talk about this all the time, the expression music business. Now, you're in the music part of it, and probably, I'm sure, some, but there's also the business part of it too, and the amount of people behind the scenes, like the engineers and the recorders that gather all this stuff and archive it and then re-release it, I think is awesome. And your website, which is kansasband.com, has everything on there that you would want from Kansas. And as far as music goes, videos, live stuff.
Mike, let me tell you, you touched on something. You really don't realize how many people are involved when it comes to the band and the engineers and the people in the studio, then the label and the promoters and distribution. And just when you really start dissecting it, it's such a collection of lawyers, travel agents.
You employ a lot of
mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling when you start to think of it and how you keep the machine rolling. That goes back to Phil and Rich. You know, how you keep this machine well-oiled for 50 years
is incredible.
Wow.
And also, what I respect
amazing
a lot is, 'cause a lot of people don't look deeper into it, and not that they should, but the amount of people that you employ, that you give jobs to, from not only in your group and roadies and what all the folks that you mentioned before, but all the venues you go
people,
to.
Concessions,
exactly.
Concession people, you know, Andy Frayn people, security people, lumpers, you know, laborers that are helping with the stage. I mean, these are all people that, and when it comes down to it, it all falls down on, you know, the individuals in the band, because one of us gets sick, you know, and we have to cancel a show. Let me tell you, in 10 years, I've had to cancel 2 shows because I was sick. And the anxiety going through my mind was worse than being sick itself, because I'm thinking about all these people that aren't going to work.
And you're talking thousands of people. Yeah. Yeah. And the concert goers, as well as everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, the fans are number one. But, you know, you just think it, you start. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, just too much for one's shoulders.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, that's why I always like to mention the music business. The music part is fun, you know, and a lot of creativity. But, you know, there is a business. There is a machine. There's a juggernaut of people and a machine that moves, you know, not only your bands, but a lot of bands that go out and tour, big bands like that. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, Mike, if I'm not feeling well, I'm going to be counting on you to do like the first 3-4 songs. Okay?
I can do that. I think I can do that. I will definitely put the nail in the coffin of the band Kansas. That's going to happen May 18th as they feature the new lead vocalist, Mike Lampetino from WPLR. And that will become the end of Kansas. I'll tell you one thing, though. I'll be at that show with you guys. There's no doubt about that. That's a Saturday night, man. A Saturday night downtown New Haven, seeing you guys at College Street Music Hall. And if you get down there early enough, we're going over to Jack's for a couple of steaks before the show. That's on me.
Jack's
Steakhouse. It's the best.
Nice,
you're gonna love it.
A nice filet.
Oh, that's it. That's it, buddy. And it'd be my honor. Of course, I'll see if I can take the radio station credit card with me. But that's not going to be your concern. You just stay healthy and well, my friend.
Yeah, yes, waiter, that goes to that gentleman over there.
Ronnie, it's been 2 years since I spoke to you and saw you. I cannot wait, counting the months, till I see you in May. I may even take that ride up to Worcester on that show. It's going to be next week, next Thursday, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's, and looking forward to it more than you know, brother.
Ronnie, God bless you, my friend. All the best to you, your family, all the guys in the band. Big, big fan, and I certainly can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you so much. And to everyone, thank you for supporting Kansas for 50 years, especially the last 10 years. But for 50 years of Kansas, it's just been absolutely phenomenal. We will see you in New Haven on May 18th, 2024. Do you believe it?
It's hard to believe.
But my best to you and your family and everyone out there. And, Mike, looking forward to seeing you and talking to you soon.
You got it, my friend. I love you, Ronnie. Thanks, pal.
Thank you so much, Mike. Love you, too.
All right, pal.
All the best.